Newburyport High School hockey coach Paul Yamin has joined us once again. So welcome back, Paul.
Oh, hey, Rick. Thank you for having me.
Unbelievable, the games you guys have played. You got to tell me about this last one in OT against Plymouth South.
Yeah, it was a good one. They're a good team. Just a good back-and-forth game. Two good teams going at it, and we were fortunate enough to come out on the good end there.
Do we have... There he is.
Coach, I think it's easier the deeper you get, you know, the tournament. Now you have to play a South Shore team, Canton, from an area that's really has a strong hockey tradition.
Yeah, I mean, we're very familiar with Canton. We've played them twice in the Boston Garden state championship back-to-back years, split that series, and have continued to play them ever since. Coach Heumann is as good as they come. His staff is fabulous, and it's always a challenge playing them.
Who are some of the kids who brought it home for you the other night against Plymouth South?
I think our seniors really stepped up, played well. You know, we have 7-8 of them that play a lot of minutes for us, and you know, our Braden Curran scored the winning goal, and he's been playing really well, and we're happy for him that he got that goal. He deserves that. Max Puglio and Jamie Brooks and Ryan Philbin and Cam Caponagro and Charlie Forrest, Zach McHugh. I hope I'm not missing anybody. It's just they're a great bunch of guys, mm-hmm. And we're very happy we could extend the season.
Coach, what's your message in a tournament setting heading into OT? What's the message you convey to the kids?
Well, we've been here before. You know, we're a battle-tested team. You know, we shouldn't be on our heels. We should be the aggressor. And, you know, I think we were for most of that game. I'm not sure if you guys saw it or heard about it, but it would have been a tough one to swallow if we lost that one. You know, we deserve to win that game. And they're a good team. I give those guys all the credit in the world. Those kids are great in line. They had a lot of good seniors, and you know, it's tough to see that. You know, I didn't know much about that team. I saw them play a couple times, but you know, they had 9 seniors in the team, or 10 seniors in the team, and you know, they were hurt and they battled. So it could have been us on that end of it, but I think we deserved the win.
Well, if I'm right, you had a lot of stuff to overcome at the beginning of the year, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, every year there's intangibles that are going to come up, and we had a lot of guys sick, and but I think a lot of teams did too, you know. I don't know to the extent that we had, but, you know, we fought through it, and I think we're getting better as you know, at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, I'm looking at the pairings of the MIAA, and it's like, with the exception of like 2 or 3 teams, everybody had a bye the first game. Like with the play-in game for a couple of teams,
yeah.
You know, to get enough numbers, you know, everybody else gets a bye. And I'm thinking, that just looks so convoluted.
Yeah, you know, I honestly believe that there are too many teams in the tournament. You know, I don't know. You know, there's some teams in the tournament with 5 or 6 wins, and I'm not so sure that's the right thing to do.
Well, you know, as long as you are 500, you know, in your division, or because God knows conferences don't matter much anymore.
Yeah. You know, I mean, go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry.
The old Sullivan rule, geez.
Yeah, I mean, like we said to the team last week, we earned our way in. You know, we needed 21 points, and we got 21 points.
Yeah.
So, you know, we didn't backdoor into the tournament. We earned our way, and I think that's how it should be.
Well, you know, the D2 is packed with good teams, especially near the top, and it's great to see you guys up there at number 6, rightfully so. And now with 2 more wins, how do you look at D2 the rest of the way, Paul? Because, I mean, Tewksbury is a North Shore team, in effect. They don't, you know, don't play in the Cal or the NEC, but Tewksbury is at the top, and then you guys are number 6, and I believe there's one more team still in it from the North Shore. Can't tell you.
Think.
No, Gloucester and Gloucester's out, and
I think
Masco's out.
Yeah, I think it's us and the South Shore. It's Norwood and
yeah. Oh, I know what I was thinking. I was thinking the Cal teams in probably in D3 and D4.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. There's There's actually four Cal teams still alive in the tournament between 2, 3, and 4 divisions.
That's what I was saying. Yep.
That's good for our league.
You bet.
I had a question, and then you guys started talking again, and out it went.
All right. Well, if you get it back, interrupt.
It'll come back.
I'm sure it will. All right, Coach, so what is the message now? Because you do have, I mean, you know, you're in the quarterfinals, and Plymouth South, I don't know anything about them. Not Plymouth South, but Canton. And Canton is up, they're number 3, so they're just above you guys. And it's been a great run to this point. But what's the message this week, and how do you approach this game?
Well, the message today was, you know, we can't revel in the win yesterday. You know, that's done with, and I'm happy for you. We're happy for you guys, and you know, we have to get back to focus and practice. And you know, our practice has to be good because we have 2 days to practice. We're playing on Wednesday. It's a quick turnaround. So, you know, I think the focus was there, which is sometimes difficult with you know, high school guys. But you know, we're happy with the practice today, and I think hopefully we get the same thing tomorrow. And you know, we're looking forward to taking that long 2-hour bus ride down to Point.
Okay, good. Did it come back, Tim?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Okay.
Well, I think you were talking about the parity in Division II, I think, Tim.
I was looking up to Tewksbury's next game, and they've got Norwood. And boy, you know, you mentioned the town of Norwood in the same sentence with hockey, and you come up with Robbie Futurik.
Yeah,
and those teams back in the 70s that were just so dominant, and you know, you couldn't watch them a whole lot, but you followed them in the newspaper.
Yeah, well, we our first time we played Norwood for the first time ever last year, and you know, we lost that double overtime game in the round of 16, and they actually just beat Tewksbury yesterday. Norwood.
Oh. So,
yeah, Tewksbury is. I think it was 5-2 final. So Tewksbury is out.
You're right. You're right. I've been reading it wrong. You are correct. Thanks, Coach. Thanks for fixing that for me. Yeah, they lost 5-2. And, wow, number 1 seed down. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think you look at a lot of the teams that are left. There's a lot of, you know, tradition and proud programs there.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're very happy to be a part of it. And looking forward to getting back after with Ken.
I see Duxbury's rolling right along too.
Yeah, Duxbury, Walpole.
Jeez,
they're doing well.
My final question, Coach, and then I'll let Tim ask or mention what he wants to. But it's at this time of year, I don't even know how to phrase it. How's the discipline on the team?
Well, I mean, I think that as far as when you say discipline.
I'm talking about penalties. I don't want to make it too broad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, again, I don't know what it is with us and penalties. We play physical, and mm-hmm. that's a part of our game. And you know, the other day we had 5, and Plymouth South had 1. So again, you know, I think that in order for us to be successful, we have to play that style.
Mm-hmm.
We practiced the kill a lot, and we did very well with the kill the other day. So we're going to continue to play physical, and if we're on the kill, then so be it. We're on the kill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you home for the next game for Canton, Coach?
Are we home?
Are you in Canton?
No, well, yeah, and the game has moved down into Bourne, in the Gallo Arena.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Go a little bit through. Just cross the bridge.
Yeah, I guess there are two rinks in Canton that we've played in both of them, and the MIAA requires, I think, a 1,000 seating capacity, and neither of those rinks in Canton have them. So the closest to them was Bourne, and that's the furthest for us. So
in an age where transportation costs are over the top, and everybody talks about limiting expenses, how is it that the MIAA did not get the memo on playing games in between the two teams, not away from both teams, but in between the two teams?
I think, well, you know, rightfully so, Canton should have a home game. I mean, the highest or the lowest seed has the home game until the Final Four. So they were told by the MIA they had to move it because their facilities are too small for this venue. So I'm not quite sure what the MIA thinks Newburyport is going to bring for fans down to Canton, down to Bourne. You know, that's a two-hour ride in the middle of the day.
I was just going to ask you that. I was going to ask you that very thing about, you know, leaving school early and all that, because, I mean, you're going to have to leave, I would imagine, at a decent hour just to get down there.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to leave at 2:15. You know, we're going through Boston in the middle of the afternoon, so it's a two-hour ride. And, you know, it is what it is. We went through the same thing last year. We had to go to Norwood in the middle of the day. We had a two-hour bus ride. And we jumped off the bus and played. Mm-hmm. You know, so we've been there before, and no excuses. We're ready to go. We're ready to go.
Well, Coach, go ahead, Tim.
When Gloucester was Gloucester football was it was before the great run 07-10. I think it was around 02, and they had to play Whitman Hanson. And they had to go to Whitman. And they got caught in the evening traffic. They got to the game 15 minutes before start time. And officials wouldn't give them any extra time to get ready. They walked up the field cold.
Yep.
And they dropped that game. And there were a lot of unhappy people in Gloucester that the officials wouldn't give them the consideration.
You put a team under
when you've got them traveling, like you say, you're going through Boston, you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
You might have the tunnels.
Last year when we were going to Norwood, I said the same thing. We're starting a game at 4:15 in the middle of the day. We're traveling, you know, a two-hour and 45-minute bus ride. We get stuck in traffic. We walk in the place, and the AD tells me we're going to start early. You know, we got a basketball game tonight. I said, we're not starting early. You know, we just got here.
Right.
And we got people coming from Newburyport, so we're gonna get ready. We're going to stretch and get ready, and we'll start at the regular starting time. You know, and it's like they don't even think about the teams, you know, like what they need to go through. We have a routine, you know, we like our routine, and sometimes if you don't get to go through the routine, it can affect you negatively.
Well, that sounds like an AD who does not know what you go through. That's not good at all.
No, Rick, that's an AD who's trying to cut an edge for his team.
You know what? We should have won the game, so whatever. We should have won. We lost it in double overtime. They scored 30 seconds off on a power play to beat us. We had to play the refs. We had to play everybody.
Well, Paul, we like talking the positive stuff, and you guys have done so well this year with the schedule you've had and the tournament that you've played so far. Maybe a little luck of the Irish will be on that bus with you going down there to Canton on Wednesday.
I hope so. We as a coaching staff really enjoy the group that we have, and, you know, there's nothing like this time of the year. Nothing like it.
Absolutely.
Very exciting, very happy.